If you haven't already, if you're looking for a place to sit, there's some places over here. But if you can make your way in, and we need to get started. We've got a lot going on today. I have several extra announcements today, so if you could bear with me. First, and I already asked Roberta, and she said it's not hers, so I have no idea what this is. It's a heart-shaped piece of glass that has a little hook thing on the top that Joy catch. No, I'm just kidding. All right. Okay, Frank, you're safe now. She blamed it on you. I'm just kidding. So the flowers on the piano today are in memory of Tony Koontz. There will be a women's luncheon Wednesday at 1 o'clock at the Mexican restaurant in Ripley. So if you're a part of that, make sure that you're there and on time, or they'll eat without you. Fisher Chapel hosts a community service one Saturday a month. This coming Saturday evening at 7 o'clock, they will be having a service, and Jimmy Kasdorf will be preaching, and the Kasdorf family will be singing. So if you're available and can go to that and support them, I'm sure they'd be glad to see you there. All right. I have a card. This is from the family of Geraldine Anderson. This is Audrey's mother. During a time like this, we realize how much our friends and relatives really mean to us. Your expression of sympathy will always be remembered. We need to continue to pray for Audrey and the other families that have had losses here recently and within our church. Okay. The Veterans Day celebration that Sissonville Middle School does every year, this year it's our 21st annual Veterans Day celebration. It will be Wednesday, November the 9th, and the registration is from 1 to 2, and the program actually begins at 2 o'clock. And there's another flyer here. I guess they've sent out invitations to a lot of the veterans, but they're not sure that they have got everybody. So if you are a veteran and you did not get an invitation and would like to participate, we'll put this out in the foyer, and you can make plans to be a part of that. So we'll put that out in the foyer for you to read if you're somebody you need to get in touch with.
The Veterans Day Parade in Ripley is the 12th on a Friday, and they're going to have the Clydesdale.
So. Okay. All right. Everybody hear that? The Veterans Day Parade will be in Ripley on the 12th?
It's the 11th. Friday the 11th.
Friday the 11th. Okay. All right, and then immediately following the service here today, a lot of you are aware of this, they're having a turkey dinner, which is a fundraiser for the J.T. Koontz Memorial Gospel Sing that they have every year. The ladies are asking that as soon as we dismiss here from the service, that you make your way over there, and that they'll have the prayer for the food over there. They have prepared food, just in case you didn't register, but if you're a visitor today, you would like to stay. They have prepared food for about 250 people, so everyone please come over and enjoy some great food and fellowship. There will also be special singing from Bree Miller, and Elizabeth Koontz will be playing her flute, presenting her grandfather's song, It Is Well With My Soul. Also, there are go orders available, so if you don't want to stay, if you need to leave, and you'd like to take a dinner with you, you can go do that as well.
Ron, when they go over, we're just asking them to go ahead and take a seat, because John will welcome them and explain a little bit. So just take a seat, then he'll dismiss them to go eat.
Okay. All right. And I have visitors. I have one note. We've got had a visitor from the Christian 101 class. It was Peyton Durham. Peyton's over here. Do we have any other visitors? Your name?
Wes.
Wes, good to have you as well. Any other visitors? All right. I know we have a new baby here this morning that has not, I don't think, been here on Sunday morning yet. At least hasn't been introduced. So, Les, you want to do the honors? You and Jenna want to bring the baby up so everybody can ooh and ah at one time? Hey, before you come, you better make sure you know the name, the weight, and the length. See, I would have trouble with the name. That would...
Come on, Mommy.
Uh-oh. Congratulations. All right. And yeah, 9 pounds. He's already eating Cheerios, probably. All right. If our ushers would come, we're going to worship the Lord with our tithes and offerings this morning. Isaac, would you and Adam help? Oh, okay. Isaac, would you hop up and help, please? All right. Very good. Todd, would you ask God's blessing upon the service and the offering today?
First one here. Thank you. get your hymnal turned to 137 as the choir goes down. 137.
Sing the wondrous love of Jesus. Sing His mercy and His grace. In the mansions bright and blessed, He'll prepare for us a place. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing it will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. While we walk the pilgrim pathway, clouds will overspread the sky. But when traveling days are over, not a shadow, not a sign. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing it will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Now onward to the prize before us, soon His beauty will behold. Soon the pearly gates will open, we shall tread the streets of gold. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory.
This song I'm going to sing this morning, your prayers have been heard. Just listen to the words. You'll find the scripture in Acts, the 10th chapter. And this song really carried me through when Mommy was so sick. It says, your prayers have been heard. You might think they haven't, but they've been heard. And sometimes we just need to wait. So, I'm doing pretty good with Mommy's death. I know where she's at. And we prayed that the Lord would take her home and she wouldn't have to suffer, and that's exactly what He done. And I thank Him for that, you know. He answered all of our prayers. And so you all just pray for me this morning as I try to sing, and don't listen to how I sound. I'm very tired this morning. We worked calves, and we didn't get into bed till after midnight. Didn't get sleep till 2 o'clock this morning. So you just listen to the words, not how I sound, but that God might be praised and glorified. And I just love all of you. And thank you for your love and all the cards I got and for all your prayers. I sure felt your prayers. I know you was praying for me, so just pray for me. He had prayed for many days, a man full of faith. He was steadfast and true. As Cornelius prayed, he saw a man in white standing there in the room. He said, "Don't be afraid, I've come here with a message from on high. Your prayers have been heard, your arms are a memorial in God's sight. Your prayers have been heard.
on the way. You haven't been forgotten. He heard the first time that you prayed. Until the waiting is over, keep holding on to faith and standing on His word. God sent me today to confirm your prayers have been heard. Sometimes the days turn into years, and you can't count the tears while you're waiting on the Lord. There's still a mountain in your way. The problem's still the same, just like the day before. Oh, but I've come here with a message. Your faithfulness has reached the Father's throne. He said your prayers have been heard. He's moving if you're just holding on. Your prayers have been heard. I know the answer's on the way. You haven't been forgotten. He heard the first time that you prayed. Until the waiting is over, keep holding on to faith and standing on His word. God sent me today to confirm your prayers have been heard. Waiting is over. Keep holding on to faith and standing on His word. God sent me today to confirm your prayers have been heard. God sent me today to confirm your prayers have been heard. God sent me today to confirm your prayers have been heard. Be not dismayed, whatever betide. God will take
as we get ready for the word, I'm going to ask Pastor Al if he'll come. I'm going to ask Kip. Kip, would you stand and ask God's blessing upon the word? And we're getting ready to go into communion as well. So let's pray for the word and the service, and that God would have his way.
It's good to be here, and I, Jimmy was supposed to be, and we traded because he helped me as far as I had some funerals, and he said it'll make it easier on you. So that's why I'm in communion, but I trust that the ushers and everybody's ready. I'm stirred up. Wednesday night, while they were teaching and I was listening, I put my head down and my wife reached over. I don't know if you saw or not. She reached over. She said, "Are you okay? Are you okay?" I said, "I'm fine." Well, she said, "I saw you with your head down because I'm stirred up. For our nation, it's communion, and I'll get to my communion, but I want to read you some scripture that it's so needful. Joel, the prophet, used these words, "The day of the Lord. The day of the Lord." Now, Wednesday night I heard something, and God knows the teacher that taught it. Be there. Then he used two other words. Listen and obey. And they've stayed with me. Just like Pam was touched by the message that Brother Jim brought, I was touched by those words. But I want you to listen to this before I get to the communion, okay? This is what the prophet Joel said. Gird yourself and lament, ye priests. How ye ministers of the altar, come lie all night in sackcloth. Ye ministers of my God, where the meat of the offering and the drink offering is withholding from the house of your God. 14th verse of the first chapter says, sanctify a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the elders and the inhabitants of the land, and to the house of the Lord, your God, and cry out unto the Lord. At last, for the day of the day of the Lord is at hand. As destruction from the Almighty shall it come. I'm hearing these words. These are the battleground states. And I want to tell you something. Every state in America is a battleground. There's trouble with problems with alcohol, with abortion, with killings, with rapes. It used to be that I heard these things in New York, California, Cleveland, Detroit, and Washington. But they're everywhere. And I really, really have been concerned for our nation. I really have. I've been concerned for our nation. The concern for America. And Joel went on to say in 2nd chapter, 12, 17 verses, with all your heart, with fasting, with mourning, with weeping, rent your heart, turn unto the Lord your God. And I read those words. And I read those words and I read them. Now you're here, and I want you to listen, and I want you to obey, not me, the Word of God. The Word of God. But when I got through reading them and try to think on them, this is what come to my mind through the Word of God. Faithful is he that calleth you, who will also do it. So our nation's in trouble, but we have a great big God. I mean, a big, big God. Whatever the trouble, whatever the need, we're about to make a decision. And I'm not going to dwell on that, okay? It's Communion Sunday, but I just... The Word of God is being fulfilled fast. Never have I seen such moral decay in our world. Corruption in government and all around us. And you know the sad part about it? They're telling us that they're right. They're right. They're right. But if it's not according to the Word of God, it's not right. It's not right. Now, is there trouble? Sure. Where is the church today? Sleeping? There's probably been more interest in yesterday's game and with the World Series last night. That's got us concerned. When really, and I'm not criticizing that, okay. But the concern ought to be for America to wake up. To wake up, to wake up, to wake up. If there's not a change, God is in control. But I'd like to see America make a turn. Make a turn. Acknowledge him for direction, for help, for power. We need to mourn. We need to lament. We need to fast. And I don't mean that, pray fast. I mean fast. Listen. Be there. And obey. I just wanted to tell you those words. Now I want to go into our communion. I'm concerned for our nation. I really am. If we'll only listen to the Lord, if we'll only pay attention to him, we can see a change. Now, the communion. Let me pray. Father, thank you. There's a good spirit here. The singing was powerful. The choir was powerful. Lord, your servant just needs to get out of the way and let you take complete control. Father, all are welcome to take communion that knows you as a personal Savior. We don't have close communion in our services. Father, Lord God, You help us to examine ourselves, to let the Holy Spirit search us and mold us. Our Father, speak to us and help us, our God, to listen. We've turned deaf ears, Lord. We've turned deaf ears to the Word of God. That's the reason America is in trouble. So, Lord God, this morning, Father, you help us with these remarks before we take communion. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for the lesson. That's another thing that thrilled me. My, my, my. We're blessed people, Lord. And it's just not an ordinary Father communion. It's in remembrance of you. So you help us, our Father. We'll praise you and thank you in Christ's name. Amen. In the third chapter of Genesis, you know the story. Adam and Eve transgressed. They didn't obey the Lord. They went against him. And when condemnation came their way, in the cool of the day, the Lord spoke. And he said, Adam, where are you? Where are you? Adam, where are you? Many times we greet one another and we'll say, how you doing, or how are you? But I want you to take this words to heart. Where are you? In your relationship with Jesus Christ, not with Gold Town. You see, not with Fisher's Chapel, not with all these churches, but where are you in your experience with the Lord Jesus Christ? Let me ask you. It's the only way for us to communicate with him, through prayer. We can pray, and I'll guarantee you, God hears. Whether he answers your way or your will, God answers. And there's a privilege and an honor to pray. Greg's teaching on the different religions. But you know what? There's only one true God. There's only one that hears your cry and undertakes. I come across a little thought that I wrote down. Keep your chin up and your knees down, praying. Think about that. Now, someone said, preacher, I'm too busy. I've got such a busy schedule. And if you're too busy to pray, then you're really too busy. Amen? Yeah, yeah. When the Lord puts it on your heart to pray, find you a place to pray. If you're driving, pray. Don't get your eyes off the road, but pray. If you're at home and the Lord speaks to you, pray. It's one of the greatest weapons that we have against the enemy and the deceivers. Pray, pray, pray. Yeah. I don't know and don't need to know how much time that you spend in prayer to the Lord. I don't know how sincere, and sometimes we just go through a ritual. We made a vow. We said, yeah, I'll pray. But Do you really pray? Or do you just pray? So where are you in your prayer life? How's your fellowship with the Lord? Well, it's okay. Yeah. You know what? Preacher, I do good to go show up on the Lord's Day. I do good, and you ought to be thankful that I'm able to make it out on the Lord's Day. My. You mean to tell me that's the only time that you can come? We need to have fellowship constantly. In the cool of the day, in your job, wherever, you see. The example that I look at, the Lord would always take time to have fellowship with his Father. And he'd close everything else and talk to his Father. How much time do you give him? Weigh it out. Think of it. It was his custom to be in the Lord's house, in the synagogue. But how's your fellowship with him? Think about it. Now, how's your spiritual growth? Well, I was doing well, but I don't know what's happened. I just sort of lost interest. Now, don't look at other people, okay? Don't look at anybody else. Don't look at your four pastors. You look at the Lord. That's the one that really counts. Now, how much are you growing spiritually? You've grown financially. You've grown materially. You've grown physically. You take care of the outward man. But how much are you taking care of the inward man? People tell me, don't you hate to get old? I said, I don't worry about that. That's not an emphasis with me. When he gets ready, I'm going to go home. I'm concerned about getting stronger, not only in the Lord, but in fellowship and in his Holy Spirit. Peter said, grow. How much are you growing? How much are you really growing? Yeah. Are you spiritually anemic? Yeah. The vitamins is the Word of God. Yeah. And that's why it's important that you hear the Word of God, and not only hear it, but listen to it. God gave you two ears. And if you need help with hearing, God will bless you with a set of hearing aids. It might cost you, but it'll help you. Yeah. I've got to ask, and I hear Charlie, I guess maybe that's part of old age. What was that? What was that? I asked my wife the same thing. What did they say? What did they say? Because I need the Word of God. So the next one that I want to ask you, how much time do you spend reading His Word? Remember, the book says in communion we use it, examine yourself. That's what communion is, to examine yourself. You know what the Word is? It's His love story towards us. You know what the Word of God is? It's the roadmap for eternal life. Do you know what the Word of God is? It's instructions to live successfully in this world that's dark and cruel and ugly. That's what the Word of God ought to do to you. It hurts sometimes. Sometimes when someone preaches, evangelist, or teaches, and he hits, you know what I say? Lord, that's me. I need that. I don't want to shove it over to somebody else and say, oh, Joe or John or Susie or So-and-so ought to have been there to hurt that? No. I said, Lord, I need that. When you're speaking, I need to listen. It's the word of God, and I don't, dear heart, need to pass it off. Listen, read it. Read it with an open mind. Read it with the Holy Spirit's teaching you. Read it and apply it. Sometimes it cuts. Sometimes it hurts. And when we read something that we don't agree with, we'll just pass it over. But we shouldn't. We ought to take it and digest it. My mother, bless her heart, we were so poor that she told the school system for the poor people. And they would give us, olive oil and a piece of orange juice to help us as far as physically. I despised it. But I took it, you know why? Because Mama said it would help me. That's what I do with the Word of God. I just digest it because it's going to help me to prepare me. And he gave me warnings that, listen, these days would come to pass. It's getting darker, darker, darker. And probably the most asked question, is this the time? Is he coming yet? Folks, this word, this instructions ought to help us, you see. But you've got to open it. Now, I don't understand it all. There's a lot. And these guys are teaching me, and I'm coming out on the winning side. But if you're not here, a lot of people don't have the discipline to shut off the TV, turn the radio off, lay down the sports page, look at the current events, shut them all down, and take time to read the Word of God. We don't do it because we're not disciplined. So we don't read it like we ought to. It's a love story. It's the plans that he has for us. And by applying it and living it, we can have eternal life. This is a very important one. How's your love life? Oh, preacher, it's great. It's great. I told my wife, we just celebrated 58 years. I don't know how she put up with me. I really don't. But she has, and so we just have made it by the grace of God and try to lift each other up. But how's your love life for the Lord? Do you love him with all of your heart? With every ounce of your emotion, do you love him? And do you love your neighbors as yourself? He said, love him with heart, mind, and soul. And I'll tell you this, and I'm learning, the more you love him, the more he'll love you. He'll do it. He'll do it. You can count on him. You can count on him, you see. Let's go a little farther, and I know it's communion time. How good are you of a witness, boy? That's what he said. You shall, not maybe, not want to, you shall be my witnesses. Where? Here, 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 in all of the world, the earth. You see, if we don't share Jesus Christ, all the other cults are out busy telling them. And there's only one true way, him and him alone. No other name given under. That's the one. We have the privilege of sharing good news about a Savior that came. Now, We heard a lesson this morning. You guys that were in your classes didn't get to hear it. But all the time that Charlie was teaching and Greg reading and others reading in Isaiah 53 and in Matthew, they taught the pain, the suffering, the agony, the ridicule, the mocking, the scourging. This has come to my mind. For God so loved the world, the people, so much that he was not willing that any should perish, but have everlasting life. This is just the dressing up place, folks. Yeah. At the end of this life, that's not the end of it. It's the beginning of eternity. And I'm going to live forever and ever and ever. I can't describe it. Why? Because he took my place on Calvary. He took my place. He suffered. He could have called legions of angels. Yeah. In agony. In Gethsemane. He took your place and mine. So we do communion, not just as a ritual, as a custom, not as a habit, but as the honor to remember him for the price that he paid for me and you. Yeah. Isn't that great? Now, they're going to serve communion to you. I wanted to share those comments with you because I'm disturbed about our nation. And then I want to remind you why we're taking communion. Worthy? Not one of us. Not one of us. You think of it. Not one of us. But as the song says, he looked beyond my faults and he saw my needs. A little nobody placed me in his family, gave me a new name. It's recorded. Yeah. And I have eternal life because of him. That's why I want to share in communion. As the ushers come and stand before me, and we get ready to serve communion to you. Like to have the ushers come. You listen to them, folks. You listen to them. They'll instruct you. They'll instruct you. Okay. Go ahead, Chris.
Searched for a limit to his love. What should he keep and what should he give up to pay sin's awful price for such a worthless one as I? To rescue me, just how far would he go? All the way, he came all the way for me. All the way from heaven's throne to Calvary. Leaving me just one little step to take. If I believe, then he would take me all the way. I think about that city he's prepared. When I arrive, I'll know who placed me there. For my efforts fall so short of the glory of the Lord. He knew they would, so he came all the way. I believe, so he will take me. I believe, so he will take me all the way. Take me all the way.
Amen.
Up the Calvary way,
yes,
went my Savior one day, with a heart that was breaking in two. Crown of thorns that he wore, heavy cross it was all for me and for you. Lonely road, Calvary's way was a lonely road to Jesus that day. Heavy load he bore, our sins on that lonely road up Calvary's way. All the way Jesus trod, made a pathway to God. We can travel the Calvary way too. For this Jesus in love leads to heaven above. If we follow his steps and are true.
Yes, yes.
Lonely road, Calvary's way was a lonely road to Jesus that day. Splendor of heaven,
yeah.
the lonely hill of Golgotha, there to lay down his life for me. If that isn't love, the ocean is dry.
Thank you, our Father, for this privilege and honor. Come before your presence. Thank you for the love that you had for mankind. And as you gathered with them, Lord, in the upper room, Father, I'm sure you knew what was facing you. Lord God, you knew the whole situation. But you was willing, our Father, to go all the way to take our place on Calvary. Lord God, you paid the price that we couldn't pay. So we ask you this morning, Lord, to, Father, help us as we take the elements, Lord, that we would remember your body and your blood shed for many for the remission of sins. And I'm so thankful, Lord, that you opened the door, that we were grafted in, that you called us places in your body. We'll never, 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 Lord, be able to thank you for all that you've already done. So we ask your blessings upon these that will be taking it, and those that have served it, those that prepared it. Our Father, may you get all the glory and the praise for it all, in Christ's name. As they were eating, Jesus took the bread and he blessed it and broke it and gave to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body. Take and eat. And he took the cup. And he gave thanks. And gave it to them, saying, "This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. Take ye and drink." Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell.
Yes.
It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bowed down with care. God gave his son to win. His erring child here reconciled and pardoned from his sin. Oh, measureless and strong, it shall forevermore endure the saints and angels' song. Could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade, to write the love of God above would drain the and dry, nor could the scroll contain the whole, those shreds from sky to sky. Oh, love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong, it shall forevermore endure the saints and angels' song.
Together, we bless the Lord, bless his holy name. Don't forget our service tonight. A revival, please keep it in your mind, in your heart. Share it with others. It's good news. Brother Jeff Mosteller will be with us. Any other announcement, anything, anybody have anything they want to say? Any testimony?
Great coach, dry,
yeah. Yeah. Yes. Right. Right.
Good stuff.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Business meeting tonight after church.
Okay. Okay. I'm not going to dismiss you as such a good spirit here. It's good to have you. God bless you. We'll see you tonight. Remember the dinner.